coming from over there. By Maria Soto from, I'm not sure, New York City.
My name is Maria Soto, and I work for the New York City Department of Health. And I know you see the title there of my presentation, but before I begin, and I recognize that acknowledgments usually happen at the end of the presentation, but I do want to take a quick moment to thank Dr. Tarek McCarty, Dr. Susan Blank, and Dr. Preeti Patella for their mentorship and this opportunity. So I will be presenting on the poor performance of the rapid triple pneumo syphilis test used in a screening, used for screening in an outreach setting. Briefly, just so I keep everyone on track and myself on track, I'll give you a brief background just to set the context, the objective, methods, results, discussion, and conclusion, and some lessons learned. This trend chart here is really to set the tone as to the urgency of this test and a test that worked. So it's a comparison between the U.S. citywide rates, Chelsea specifically, and then Chelsea rates for just men. In the U.S., increases in primary and secondary syphilis rates are primarily among men who have sex with men. In New York City, the Chelsea neighborhood has the highest incidence rates of primary and secondary syphilis. And as you can see, for both men and women, and much higher if we look at the rates for just men. This timeline is really to, again, set the context and highlight all of the things that were happening, certainly in the first 7 months of year 2015, and specifically the 4 months prior to launching the rapid syphilis test. So bear with me as I go through the timeline with you. December 2014, the FDA approves the very first, or issues the very first ever CLIA waiver for rapid triple pneumo syphilis test. March 2015, as I mentioned already, Chelsea, high rates of syphilis or primary and secondary syphilis. In March 2015, our bureau closes the Chelsea STD clinic, one of the clinics with the highest patient volume for much needed renovations. In the months April through June, the clinic closure generates tremendous community advocacy as well as protests and demonstrations. The Chelsea community begins to organize. They raise awareness of the closure, and this public response prompts an immediate call to action by the New York City Department of Health. So in those 4 months, we literally obtain all of the permits that are needed to conduct testing on a venue-based setting, as well as setting protocols, as you'll see in a minute. In August 2015, we launch or implement the rapid syphilis test from a mobile unit. From August 3rd through October 26th, the New York City Department of Health offers the screening or the rapid syphilis test, syphilis health check test by Trinity on a mobile unit. Our objective with this test is to identify syphilis infections in a high-burden community while using the rapid triple pneumo syphilis test on fingerstick whole blood specimens. So the photos below are really just to show you, they don't represent or fully capture all of the activity that was taking place by our community advocates. However, I did want to point out that there's the clinic, I don't know if I can I, here's the clinic here as we close the gates for the renovations. The demonstrations, and I really just want to not highlight so much this in a negative way, but also highlight the advocacy that was taking place simultaneously as we're trying to plan and launch and implement this test. And then here are Chelsea General covered in signs. Methods in the implementation of the syphilis health check test. We developed standard operating procedures. So again, just to highlight, we have operating procedures for all our brick and mortar locations. We did not have any for a mobile unit testing. This included something as basic and elementary as protocols for the training of staff on this test, the validation protocols for this test, documentation of how we document every single aspect, really act or process while we're on the mobile unit, and the monitoring of temperatures twice a day of the actual storage device or the refrigerator, as well as monitoring the temperature of the actual mobile unit. And if I kind of just go back to the timeline, and just to remind you, we launched in August of 2015 in New York City. If you know the weather of New York City during this time, it's hot. Develop testing criteria and linkage to care protocols. Sorry if I'm going too fast. So the syphilis health check testing criteria, I'll read verbatim and then I'll walk you through the flow chart. So the criteria was for asymptomatic individuals with no prior history of syphilis. And if your question is how do you verify that, it's an excellent question and we'll touch on it. For persons age 12 years old or older, which literally meet the criteria of all of our patients at the New York City Department of Health STD clinics, and they also needed to meet at least one of the other criteria, which is self-report as men who have sex with men, transgender females, transactional sex workers, or pregnant female. Through the flow chart, if the individual, and we call them clients throughout the entire process and not to patients, if the client self-reported a syphilis lesion, then we would link them to care. Additionally, and I know while this is a talk about or a presentation about syphilis, it was any other STI that was reported, we would also link them to care. And of course, we would strongly encourage them to go to our STD clinics. However, we had also partnered with community health centers for the provision of care and follow-up if folks did not want to travel. So if the individual reported no syphilis lesions, the next step was we would check our syphilis registry check. This was kind of key in the delivery of this test for individuals coming in for testing. If they were not found in the syphilis registry check, and this actually encompassed 57 of them, and met the criteria that we just outlined, then we would go through and conduct the syphilis health check test. Linkage to care was also an important piece in the progression of just identifying or adequately identifying a case. A positive health check test, if yes, which were 12 of them of the 57, we encouraged them to go to our STD clinics. This was one more way to assure that the test, which was an RPR and then an FTA, was actually followed. If we referred them to other partner agencies, we could not guarantee that this kind of algorithm, RPR first and then FTA, would be guaranteed. Of the 12 that we identified as positive using the syphilis health check test, 8 opted to go to one of our STD clinics, 3 opted to go to local health centers in the Chelsea community. If of the 57, 45 resulted as not preliminary positive using the syphilis health check test, and then we provide just additional information, risk reduction in education, as well as the CDC recommended guidelines for future testing. So this graph is just to show some of the characteristics of the clients that actually qualified to take the syphilis health check test. As you can see, most were 40 years of age or older. All but 3 self-reported as MSM, or men who have sex with men. And in terms of race distribution, most were white, non-Hispanic, and Hispanic. Of the 57, 12 resulted as preliminary positive with the syphilis health check test. 11 were linked to care. 1 was lost to follow-up. And 8 of these, as I stated already, were referred to our STD clinics. Results? Among those screened, 21% had a positive syphilis health check outcome. The 11 that were linked to care for additional treatment, or rather case management and treatment, 8 of them had confirmatory triple pneumo test results. Of those 8, 7 came back negative. Seven of the seven had a normal physical exam and negative RPRs. Of the eight, one person was diagnosed with primary syphilis, the positive RPR, and FTA, and with the physical examination, again, showed a genital ulcer. The take-home message, at least 58% of the positive syphilis health check tests were false positive. Discussion and conclusion. This was our kind of final thoughts or recommendations. Further evaluation of the performance of the syphilis health check finger stick test, sorry, that's a mouthful, is needed before this test is implemented for point of care syphilis screening. Screening for syphilis using a rapid treponemal test is feasible on a mobile unit, even during the hot summers in New York City, and with non-lab staff. So if I could just kind of highlight a little bit more, the individuals performing the test on this mobile unit, none of them were lab technicians. All of them were DIS. And by what I mean by all of them is we had a total of four staff that rotated through. Now we just have two, even though the testing for syphilis using the syphilis health check test stopped in October 26th, we continue to provide either referral services or HIV testing on the mobile unit to date. Lessons learned. Future implementation of any rapid syphilis test requires and should not be limited to the following best practices to assure adequate syphilis case management. Intake forms. Again, we have some for our brick and mortar. We had to recreate them based on a hypothetical flow, or patient flow rather. Linkage to care protocols. Again, they were not available for us, at least in our bureau. Clear screening guidelines and testing criteria, and more importantly for us on a mobile unit, is ready access to patient syphilis history, which we were able to attain via Maven and VPN login, meaning like remote login to our database. And then I don't know if Zachary's here yet this morning, but I do want to just, and I know this wasn't an approved slide, but I did want to say that part of the lesson learned is self-care. And this was my self-care. And this, running over the Long Island City Bridge. I won't tell you the ratio or proportion. I think there was more Hershey's chocolate than running. But I did want to mention this, and Zachary reminded me of this yesterday because he was actually key in developing the access database that we still use on the van. And the list is long. I actually wanted to simulate something like the Star Wars kind of list that comes at the end because there were many, many moving parts, many units in our agency that were critical to the launch of this endeavor, as well as our community partners that continue to kind of provide services in the linkage to care for our clients that come through the van, and then my colleagues in the Bureau of STD Control. Thank you.